This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Green Man.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Everybody loves Green Man.
Yeah, we're going to go back and revisit my old shame where I called the disfigured old man a cryptid.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What other disabled people do you equate to monsters, Cole?
people who lack empathy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, turn and that right around on you, huh?
Like them as well? Like, what about them?
I'm not going to be put on the spot.
What about the sightless? Those sightless monstrosities.
They deserve respect and dignity.
Within their apartments.
Oh, Jesus. With their dogs. They're just always there with their dogs, like the Capra demon. Come on.
Yeah, like they're seeing eye hounds of Tenaldas. this is like the salad gremlin, but Avatar Nyarlathotep.
Yeah, it's literally just, it's like the plant monsters from Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's specifically made of, he has corn in him though. Corn and fruit. Like, this is much more like the salad gremlin. Yeah. I'm not trying to my reference is more appropriate than yours, but he's got food in him.
Yeah, he does. So branches, plated corn, fruits, and grasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's more of a walking cornucopia.
Yeah. Like, this is the most delicious avatar of Nyarlathotep, I'd say. I mean, that cheesy one, the melted cheese avatar, was pretty good.
I mean, give it to get them to team up.
Oh, man. Oof. Like, the unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks.
But yeah, like this is
breadsticks. Unlimited soup. Green Man and Dreadsticks.
Yeah, so like this is, it's like a druid version of Nyarlathotep. Like, they just kind of make a man out of plants, and then Gnarly comes down and is like, yo, what up, I'm this Green Man now. And it's like associated with like Wicker Man kind of stuff going on.
They burn people in Wicker Man as well.
Yes. My favorite sentence in this one is, when called, he steps silently out from a thicket of trees or brush or from some other overgrown area. Just that gif of Homer emerging from the hedge.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's basically what this is.
Yeah.
The way he works is he eats people. He like drains them, and then he takes their hit points and turns them into his stats. I think that's incredibly cool, but I think that it's kind of counterbalanced by his second ability, Command Plants, and I can do that. Like, they don't obey, but like, Command Plants is not actually that impressive.
I think if it's listed as the power of a god, there's a result.
But I mean, that's not really implied in the thing. Like, hey, Cactus, go to hell. I can do that.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.